Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A year ago today, the tragedy of the Boston Marathon bombing on Boylston Street 3 days earlier crossed the Charles River into the city of Cambridge. This morning, we share the voices of two people who remembered that day with the WBUR Oral History Project, a collaboration with Northeastern University. Early in the evening on April 18th last year, the FBI released photos of the alleged bombers, the brothers Tamerlan and Jahar Tsarnaev, shaking those who knew them as neighbors in Cambridge and those who remembered Jahar as a high school student not long before. Within hours, the MIT campus shook as well.
Okay, yeah, the word was out regarding the suspects now. We knew how they looked like, and we knew they lived in the city of Cambridge at one point.
Clarence Henniger is a sergeant with MIT police. He recalls patrolling campus that evening.
So our alert basis was not as high because the feds were all over the city of Cambridge now to some degree, not knowing that they lived there. So we were aware of that. And even up to that point, it was still not really affecting us directly in a sense. We still had this false security of MIT campus, and we felt the threat here in Cambridge was gone.
We now know the threat was not gone, as MIT police officer Sean Collier had been shot in his cruiser, allegedly by the bombing suspects. Henniger, checking on Collier after he failed to respond to calls from the dispatcher, had driven by Collier only moments before. This time, out of his car, he approached Collier's cruiser.
And as I came to the front, up to this point, I don't know how long I may have frozen. I could not believe what I was looking at.
Henniger was the first to reach Sean Collier. Shot several times, he was seriously wounded.
At that point, I backed away. And I realized what was going on. I just got on my radio and I said, officer down, get me medical, get me backup, officer down.
It was a warm night. So we had the windows open and a porch door open. And you could hear sirens and stuff.
Right around the same time, across Cambridge, there was more shock and disbelief and confusion of a different kind settling in as word of the likely identity of the suspects reached Peter Payak, who had coached Jahar Tsarnaev as a wrestler at Cambridge Rinjan Latin High School.
And my son called me and he said, Dad, that's Jahar. And I said, that's Jahar? And it was like, I couldn't even talk. It was like a bullet went through my chest because Jahar is one of my closest wrestlers, and it was just like it shattered. You know, it was like I got shot in the heart. I couldn't talk, and it was like one of these things that you can't believe. It's really your guy. It's Jahar, and from that point on, it's like my life took a different path.
In the months since, Payak has said he thought Jahar Tsarnaev was not a kid who would get into trouble.
And it's just like, it was like, oh, come on, Jahar, what were you thinking? Because it just was like a betrayal to his community, to his high school, to his friends, his coaches. It was like a betrayal to all of us. I mean, it's a betrayal to the whole idea that, hey, we're all one family. We always say we're one family in Cambridge.
Peter Payak was there on the street in Watertown a year ago tonight after the capture and watched the ambulance with Jahar Tsarnaev inside go by. He was also there months later, trying to get into the courthouse for Tsarnaev's arraignment, but was turned away with other spectators. These remembrances of Coach Peter Payak and MIT Police Sergeant Clarence Henniger come to us from the WBUR Oral History Project, a collaboration with the Northeastern University Project, Our Marathon, Boston Bombing Digital Archive. For more about these projects, go to our website, WBUR.org. Our story this morning was produced by WBUR's Shannon Dooling. The interviews this morning were conducted by Jane Guberman.